With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this bonus episode, Tom believes in ghosts.
Oh no.
Hello, boys.
Hey, Tom.
Tommy boy.
Yeah.
Thomas.
Sean and I both have our arms crossed, right? We're so on the defense already.
So we're all in the same room, which hasn't been happening often because of COVID and recording at home.
You might have heard of this thing. It's just this pandemic. You might have heard
real
of it.
Real minor thing. Yeah. Just like people couldn't go places for ages. Normally, we sort of sit around. Sean, you have moved so that you and Damo are sitting across from me, and I feel like I'm about to have the worst job interview of my life.
I just felt like there's only one other person in the room that's going to support me through this, and I need to be close to him.
Yeah.
We need to be able to hold hands, basically.
And you're not convinced that I'm not corrupted.
That's true.
By ghosts.
Yeah. You're full of ghosts right now.
We joke that Sean is full of ghosts, but right now.
They're flowing right out of that egg, mate.
I have the box in my head that Ewan McGregor has in Doctor Sleep.
Oh, fucking hell.
And the lock is shit. In fact, there isn't one.
Yep.
So you've gone from being scared of Ewan McGregor to being Ewan McGregor.
I've got it. It was bound to happen. Oh, destiny, fate, kismet, whatever.
Yeah.
I've become Danny Torrance.
See, Sean's all right, though, because he's already got a rotten egg full of ghosts. He's going to repress whatever comes out. I'm worried about myself right now.
You better start investing in some serious, brain security.
I'm going to get a 12-pack of Sean's eggs to shoot through my head.
Sean's brain's incredible. Your ability to just suppress
It's fucked.
All these ghost things is phenomenal.
I'm genuinely worried about what else is in there.
Heaps of stuff.
Because during the show, there's been things I just haven't even thought of.
Bubbled up from who the fuck knows where.
That's no good.
So yeah, look, I...
Where did you go, Tom?
I went on a holiday.
Yeah.
We talked about it on our other podcast, How Good's Footy, new episodes every Wednesday. And I went on a holiday to Tassie because now you can go to holiday. I'll go on holidays again. So girlfriend and I went on a trip down to Tassie. I'd never been to Tassie.
Mm-hmm.
Great fucking place, can I just say to start with. Tasmania, beautiful country. If you live in Australia, go to Tasmania. If you don't live in Australia, find a way to get to Tasmania at some point in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's fantastic. Went to Mona, had lots of seafood.
Yep.
Drank a lot of beer and whiskey. It was just...
It's the birthplace of D. Rob.
Hey!
Hey!
Good things come out of Tasmania.
The homeland, yeah. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
Have you also never been?
I haven't been, no.
Oh, you should, mate.
How this pans out, though, over the next half hour, that will decide.
If you want to go to Tassie and you're a scaredy boy... Stop listening now.
Fuck.
All right. Okay. See you, Tom. I'm sure I just got to go.
Yeah. Your homeland's got a lot to answer for, mate.
Okay.
So one of the appealing things I think about Tassie is a lot of ghost tours you can do.
Right.
Appealing? As a tourist thing.
Yeah.
Not for me.
For some people, I guess.
Not for some people.
Yeah.
So there's one of the famous ones is there's obviously the old Port Arthur prison, which is one of the notoriously worst prisons in Australia.
Yeah.
They do a ghost tour, which is less of a ghost. You just kind of walk around at night and they tell you some of the spooky stories about, in particular, this prison, which is a silent prison, which I did go to Port Arthur, didn't do the ghost tour at Port Arthur, went during the day and learned about a silent prison, which was a prison that they built. So basically they got to a point with this prison where they were beating the shit out of people, not doing it, whipping and treating them like garbage, not doing it.
Gotta level up, guys.
They need some God. They need the Lord in their hearts and they need quiet contemplation. Yep. So the Quakers rocked up and built one of the first of its kind, or the second of its kind. The other one was in like Pennsylvania in America. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a silent prison where you go in, and for the entire time you're in there, you do not speak. The prisoners are not allowed to talk. Mm-hmm. Total silence. They cannot sing. They cannot whistle. They cannot hum. The only time they can speak is when they go to church and they participate once a week in hymns.
Mm. How do they discipline the silence?
So
if they hear you speak, you get beaten.
But no, you don't get beaten. So here's the thing: you're in a tiny cell. You don't have a name. They take your name away from you and they call you by a number. You wore a sack over your head when you moved around the prison so that you couldn't see anyone else's faces.
Wow.
The guards wore padded slippers. And the design of the prison was that no sound came in from outside. You got an hour to go in an exercise yard that was a wedge this big and you just walked around in a circle. If you stopped walking, the devil could get inside you, so you had to continue to walk. If you broke the rules, the punishment, obviously not whipping because that wasn't working, the punishment was they took you to a room that was super quiet and super dark. One of those rooms where it is so quiet you can hear the workings of your internal system.
Hate it with all my heart.
And it was pitch dark. God. And basically it only lasted for 18 months because they realized that it was driving people insane and was inhumane, and they closed it and they actually had to build.
Hold on. Didn't they get closer to Jesus?
Well, it depends. Is Jesus good or is he bad in this instance here? Is he like a god or is he some kind of dark monster that lives in the – anyway, they built an asylum next door and literally people would go in the silent prison and then end up in the asylum next door.
Right.
It was barbaric. And
they
just
literally just sent people insane.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, so the ghost tour is a lot of that area, and I walked through there during the day and it was still yucky. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
But didn't do the ghost tour because it's like it felt gimmicky, that ghost tour.
Can I ask about the silent thing? Did you get to go in the silent cell?
No, so you can, but at the moment it was closed and we were there because they're restoring parts of it because they've had with a lot of the bushfires and the weather down there, it's affected a lot of the old heritage buildings that have been there since like 1827 and stuff like that. So
your classic torture asylums, sort of a thing.
Yeah. That area, that jail cell thing, is that normally open and you can walk in and experience what it's like. Its effect is diminished because the doors aren't shut. And, but even walking in there, they're like, well, you're walking through this area. Please don't speak. Be quiet while you move through. And you move through and it's like, oh, my God, you're talking in whispers. And it's horrific.
Did you want to just break out in a show tune or something?
No, because I was scared that if I did, the ghosts of that, I'd be punished. But, like, you go into they've still got the old chapel and they've got the old pews set up.
Right.
So you didn't sit down. You stood and you're in a box, so you couldn't see who was next to you and the only thing you could see was in front of you.
Oh, God.
And you can walk in, you can stand in the boxes. It's really freaky.
Yeah.
That's not the ghost tour I did, boys. That's just an experience. Great. I went on.
Lovely.
Awesome. But they're quite popular. So there's that one. There's a lot of like ghost tours of like walking around areas of Tasmania.
Right.
It's the whole island haunted.
Well, a lot of awful things happened in Tassie.
In the early days.
Because it was settled and there was like heaps of awful conflicts between the colonizers and the indigenous populations. They like just murdered so many of them. There were guys who were like, oh, I'll look after you. No, I'm going to do good by you. Come with me. Get out of these areas. We've built an island for you. And the island was like, here's an island. You've now all got dysentery. Like just some of the shit that happened there was awful. Whaling was big there. A lot of people were going like to Antarctica. So it was cold and a lot of prisoners and a lot of asylums.
Can I just ask Damo, how many years did you live there?
So me personally?
Yeah.
3 months.
Okay. My next question was, were you aware of this haunting aspect
so
of it?
So my parents were both from Melbourne and then
that's why you guys fled, too haunted.
That's right.
Yeah.
They pretty much went over there, had 4 children, and literally after the last 2, because I'm a twin, 3 months later they came back to Vic.
Yeah.
I've been back since a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
It's gorgeous.
I've never really eaten oysters. I had a lot of oysters while I was there. Delicious.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
And I wish that's
ghost
all
fuel
it was.
Oysters.
No. Ghosts of the sea, they call it.
Ghosts of the sea. Poltergeists of the time is the oyster. No, so boys, it won't shock you to know this. The ghost tour was not my idea.
Yeah. I was ready to lay some shade on your lovely lady who's not so lovely in this situation.
So she was like looking at ghost tours and the one as you do. And the one she found was like advertised as the scariest, most ghostiest.
Yeah, so there were like 5 different ones and she went for the top.
What's the most? And she was disappointed because the element of it we were doing wasn't the one that she necessarily wanted to be at. Like, so basically the tour is of an abandoned asylum called Willow Court, just outside of Hobart, about half an hour out of Hobart in Tassie. And it's so whereas Port Arthur's kind of set up like a museum and it's preserved by a society and there's all these kind of things in it and like plaques and stuff to read, this is just an abandoned asylum. Like it is just a abandoned building.
Yeah. I was just about to say, I'm like, Willow Court is such a great name because it sounds like a real asylum. It was a fucking real asylum. Yeah. Like, what am I? This isn't a movie.
It's a real asylum. So she picks this out and was like, I want to do this. And I was like, ha 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 ha. And she was like, no, I want to do it. And
did she want to do it for her or because she knew that you would be uncomfortable?
She's got a bit of the Cass about her in that she wants to find – we watch horror movies together that are fucking fucked because she wants to be terrified.
Yeah.
And she's like, I want to find a movie that is really going to scare me. What better movie than real life? So she was like, let's do this. We'll book it in. And I would forget periodically and then remember and be like, oh, no. I have to go on it. Like, I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. And so, and the more I was reading about it is it wasn't a ghost tour. Like, it wasn't like, we're going to walk you through these areas that, you know, bad things happen to and it's nighttime and you have a torch. It is a 2-hour paranormal investigation experience.
2 hours? Oh, fucking hell.
And that time has been shortened due to COVID, we learned from the woman running it. They usually do like 4 to 5 hour ones sometimes.
Fucking right. Bang. Was it cheaper?
It was a little bit cheaper, yeah.
Good, very good.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
So you go to this place and basically they have a bunch of different experiences or tours. I'll just keep calling it a tour for the sake of it.
Sure.
That they do about different parts of the asylum. So we were doing the men's ward, which is like J ward or B ward or whatever.
Yep.
And there's also a women's ward. That's what my girlfriend really wanted to do because she's like, apparently that one's the fucked one. Yeah. And I'm like, it's an asylum.
Right.
Asylums aren't good. I've never watched a horror movie set in an asylum where it went well for anybody.
Right.
No one was like having, like these asylums without the ghost factor were not good places.
No. And she's like, well, you got to get value for money.
Right.
If you got to get frigging tortured and haunted, got to get your money's worth.
So here's the thing that's also cooked about this place is that it's not like Port Arthur, which ceased being a prison in like 1857 and became a town until like the 80s.
Right.
The asylum didn't cease being asylum until the year 2000.
Oh, that's fuck. No good, Tom. That's
this
too
millennium?
Recent.
No, yeah. No. It in
changed,
our lifetime.
It changed hands like repeatedly and its last sort of big change was in the 70s and it largely stayed that way till sort of the like early 2000.
Right.
So it's not like it's an old building. Like it was a functioning.
I feel a bit icky.
Not in the same way as it was in the 70s and but originally it had been around since the 1800s, so since the colonization, and people that were deemed to be really in not a great place for other places in Tassie were brought to Willow Creek. Willow Court.
Christ.
Hate it.
So they were brought in and you rode in on a boat and they brought you up from the river and you were put in there and then you're in there. And the issue was too that the reason the women's asylum part was more compelling is that back in those days, husbands could have their wives just locked up because they had a disagreement over like, oh, you burnt my bread.
Right.
You're going to the asylum.
She's hysterical.
Like that. But also like just simple thing. Like boys, the three of us would have been locked up. Right.
Being cowards.
No, not even being cowards. Just like little things. Like, you know, oh, you didn't go to church the other day.
Right.
Fuck.
You had a wank.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Wish I had lockdown. I'd be so dead. I'd be in there forever. So really bad conditions. And they got better, obviously. Mm. But the other interesting factor is that they don't know what happened in this asylum. Because the thing about asylums is the records for the asylums get locked when they close for a minimum, I think, of like 75 years before they become public records. Basically, for enough time to pass that all the people involved are no longer with us.
Sure.
It's like the you know, the public domain rules, whatever they are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Death plus 80 or whatever.
80, yeah. Right, so it's like 75 years. So to this day, they don't know patients' names. They don't know. They kind of know who was in charge and like the doctors and stuff like that, but they don't know the details of inmates or patients because they're all sealed. And the woman running it is like, and we're not, she's like, I'm not going to know in my lifetime. I'm going to be dead.
Right.
75
yes.
years. Like, we might be dead.
Where are they sealed?
Oh, like public records.
You plan on
I'm just curious to know, like, you know, if people really wanted to know, why can't one person be given the horrible task of reading all this information? Just in case anything pings, is there anything we need to know?
Well, I think obviously they are checked by like, there are people who can access them, but they're not public.
But I bet you they haven't been checked.
Maybe not. I don't know. There's also a lot of them probably gone missing.
Yeah.
Fires, damage, poor filing. Like this place has been around since the 1800s and it was still functioning in the 70s and in 2000.
That is so much history of madness and horribleness.
Was it an asylum for that whole period?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yep. How many, did they say how many inmates they would have sort of?
I can't remember off the top of my head. It was a lot though.
Yeah.
Over the journey, they had a lot. And they had a building that's like not there anymore, that's like been knocked down. Like there's a couple of buildings that don't exist anymore. There's only the two wards that exist and a couple of other buildings.
So the men's ward and the women's ward.
And the women's ward. And there is like there's a restaurant and a cafe, like a very famous like Tassie restaurant on the grounds.
Okay. That's actually open.
Yep.
Oh, did you eat there?
No. So it's only open during the day. Okay, smart.
Didn't have any oysters.
No, didn't have any oysters there. Yeah. So the thing about it is like at first I'm like, okay, cool. And my girlfriend's like, no, like as it, every day it got closer, like I'd forget.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh no, my whole body would clench up. I'd want to shit my pants. Oh. And she'd be like, it's okay. Like it's fine. It's going to be fun. She's like, it's gimmicky. It's going to be gimmicky. They're going to like give you a torch and someone will jump out and go boo. And I'm like, I don't want, I'm going to,
yes.
Can we warn the people here that if anyone does that to me, I will throat punch them.
Or just throw up on them.
I will piss on them.
Yeah.
Still a huge piss on them.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the thing though, is that as it got closer, we were getting like, they'd send you like an email reminder that this is coming up here.
Mm.
Make sure you do X, Y, Z. Be here at this time. And so it started at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. Like it wasn't like you go there at 7. It was like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Right. Because I mean, I guess it's still daylight savings time, so you got to wait for the sun.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. Oh. Bring your own torch.
Bring your own torch.
Yep.
That's probably better than them supplying because I wouldn't trust that shit.
Because they supply all of the other equipment.
What other equipment?
Oh, no.
What you got? What's in your kit bag?
I was going to ask, did they have like, oh, bring this and bring like a trench coat so you don't... That's worse that they've got it ready for you.
So no. So they said bring like warm clothes because it'll be cold and it's Tassie. Yeah.
Warm clothes and your own torch.
And your own torch. We just used our phones. Yeah, but yeah. So, and they said, yep, your phones are fine. That's cool.
Did you shit yourself though? Because imagine if you got there and they said, no phones, please.
Well, I figured if that was, well, we did see when we went inside, they did have spare torches. So if anyone did forget or their torches weren't working, they had spares.
Sure.
But they didn't say you couldn't bring your phone. They said, yep, bring, they actually said, you know, cameras, yep, no worries, but just no flash, like all this kind of stuff.
Confident.
And boys, you wonder if I shit myself. We got there a bit earlier and I actually had to drive up the road to the Macca's to do a shit before we went in because I was so, like I had to do a stress shit.
I mean, that's smart though.
I was like, oh, Scott, I was so anxious and so worked up.
Is
I had to go
smart,
to the
though?
Macca's.
What if he needed that shit to, you know, save himself from a ghost?
Boys, there would be plenty more. Yeah. I'd be able to summon shit if I needed it in a moment of panic and terror. So that's where I'm at. So you pull up and I thought, oh, there'll be a car park and like an office or something. No, it's just dark. Like there's a big gate. It is shut. There is no one around. There's like, and it's a small town. So there's like, we came in there. You could have come in through a different way, but we used Google Maps and it took us the shortest route, which was like a back way through like a housing development estate. And there's like hardly any lights.
Just got my first chill.
Yep. You haven't seen it during the day at all.
No.
Your only experience of it is at night.
It is 9 o'clock at night. Yeah. I've got no bearing for this place.
Yeah.
And I made a deal. I said, the only thing is we need to play like happy music on the way back.
Oh, yeah.
And for those of who've seen Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar,
great.
I requested, we just played Edgar's Prayer, which is the song that Jamie Dornan sings in that
top
movie
choice.
On the drive back.
Great choice.
We just put that on all the time when we're driving. Fuck, I love that song. Beautiful. So seagulls, can you hear my prayer? Anyway, so that was the deal.
Yep.
And I said, I also need lots of cuddles. And I was, that's fine too. Yep. So we go in and... We walk in, they open the gates, and we're just kind of milling around. And another group comes out, and it wasn't like everyone was kind of like, woo, yeah, woo. Right. Everyone just kind of walked out, and off they went. And the two people organizing it were like gimmicky show hosty. They're just like, oh, hey, guys, how are you going? Yep, we'll just wait for a few more people. We're waiting on a couple more people to come, and then we'll get started. But like, there's no like real lights on.
Yeah.
They've got torches.
Torches or lanterns?
Well, one of them's got like one of those Bunnings lights that fold out. You can hold them in a hand and they're halogen lights.
Yeah.
She's got one of them. And the other one has a red torch.
Oh.
Torch is only a red light. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Lantern would be good. That's what I would have suggested to the people running this thing.
But a red light's so much worse.
Yeah, red light's a bit better.
It's trying to get a spectrum that we wouldn't see otherwise.
So they come out, they greet us. They're chatting to us. I'm dying.
Yeah.
And they go, yep, everyone got a torch. Yep, phones are fine. We just ask you, there'll be a point in the time where we tell you to put them on flight mode and we'll go into that later. And we're like, okay, cool. She's like, someone's like, can we take photos and videos and stuff? And the woman's like, yes, take videos, take photos, sound recordings, the lot.
Oh,
confident.
Because
confident in the product.
If you see anything, we want to know.
Oh, right. God.
She gave us, I'll do it in the order we got it. But basically she said that to us. We walk in and everyone's kind of like, oh, fucking what? Yeah. And everyone's, there are seven of us in the group. Yeah. Plus, so there's nine total. So the two people running it plus seven of us. Mostly couples.
Is there a solo?
And one solo.
Brave.
Solo guy. So, boys, from this experience, I believe in ghosts. You know what I don't believe in? Psychics. Okay?
Was he a psychic?
Allegedly.
Oh, yes.
He may have been the biggest fuckwit in the history of all time. Wow. Possibly the biggest knob in the world.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Didn't make me believe in the ghosts any more or less. Just
did him being a knob kind of like chill you out a little bit because you're like, great, I've seen these horror movies. He's going to die first.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But then I was also like, could I take him in a fight if he got possessed? Yeah. He was a big dude. Yeah. So he was there. He'd already been to – this is like third time coming back. He's been there a lot of times.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he say why?
He just wanted to come back and do – I think he hadn't done this particular ward. He'd done the women's ward and another ward.
Right.
He was talking about how like he spent nights in asylums like to see what's in there and do all this kind of stuff. And he was just a bit of a tosser.
Arrogant?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, well, I just did a shit at the Maccas.
Yeah, I was so stressed. I did a power shit at McDonald's. he was there, but he was solo. And then everyone else was, couples, and then the two ladies running it. So they walk us into the grounds, and already it's like you walk up and it's looming up, and they're like, this is the entryway. This is where they brought everybody, and they give you the history of the place, explain it to you, and explain sort of the rules. And they're like, we've got to be respectful because it is only recently closed. And she's like, also there are areas that we've like taped off, barricaded off, because it is just an abandoned building. And there are doors that have fallen off, and there are holes in the roof, are windows that are broken, and there's like holes in the floor. There are stairs that you can't go up because they don't go anywhere. So you've got to stick with us in these areas, and we'll get free time. And I'm like, I don't want free time. I don't fucking want free time.
Free time.
This is the playground.
Yeah,
I'm not interested in a fucking recess.
So then she's talked about her history with the place. So she's been running this kind of thing for ages. She's gone in a lot of times. She's spent nights there. She has had several experiences that she cannot explain. She's had multiple instances of experiencing the paranormal.
Of course she has.
She has never caught anything on camera.
Of course she hasn't.
But she has caught things on audio.
Ooh. Like what?
Voices talking.
Did she play them to you?
No, she didn't.
Convenient.
That was convenient.
Yep.
If only there was, man, that would be super convenient if we also didn't hear voices. Hey.
Oh, no.
Okay.
So we go in and basically they've got this big atrium set up, which is kind of, I assume, like a loading dock for the asylum. She explains, the history of the asylum, what's been happening here, the past of it, et cetera, that they don't know a lot. It's one of the most haunted places in Tasmania, and that basically over the course of the next 2 hours, we are ghost hunting. So we are not just going on a tour where they're going to point out ghosts. We are going to be given paranormal investigative equipment, and we are going to actively seek out ghosts.
It's pretty cool.
It's also my fucking nightmare.
Mm. So the equipment they provided us with, they had a whole bunch of stuff. Torches were ours. The reason we had to go on flight mode is they had those EMF readers.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
If your phone's on, it just picks up the phone.
Yeah.
Basically picking up electromagnetic frequencies across the space as you're walking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a thing called a talk box, which is basically like an FM radio that's been retooled to play between this, like just skip between all the stations, never hit an actual station.
Oh, okay.
And you turn it on, it's just kind of this staticky noise.
Right.
And apparently ghosts can talk to you through it. So when you hear voices on there,
yeah,
it's a ghost talking to you.
Okay.
Now, again, I'm happy to be. I want to say at the top of this, right? I've said I believe in ghosts. I am so happy to be proven wrong. If any listeners want to email in and be like, Tom, you've been had, I will be overjoyed.
Well, I think, are you not skeptical of the equipment they have provided for you?
Absolutely, I was skeptical of the equipment. Yeah, okay. I went in with a...
They've basically given you a speaker, right?
Yeah.
Which they could have put a sound through themselves, correct?
It was on for a lot of the time. They'd have to... Look, here's the thing.
Big production.
The thing about the two people running it is it didn't feel... It didn't feel gimmicky. It didn't feel like they were trying. It didn't feel like they were trying. They were literally just like, and one of them was like, yep, sometimes we just get nothing. Sometimes we, she's like, the group before had a couple of things. Two nights ago, nothing. Night before that, we had heaps of stuff. She's like, you just never know. Like, they were quite open and honest that, like, you might not get anything, and that's fine. She's like, is anyone here skeptical? That's cool as well.
Did you put your hand up?
I didn't, because the way she framed it was like, I'm one of those people that's like, I don't know what I don't know.
You're almost agnostic towards ghosts.
Yeah. They may exist. And also, boys, if they were real, I didn't want to upset them by being like, I don't believe in them.
Smart.
Who dies first? Cunt who doesn't believe. That's who.
Yeah.
Well, him and the psychic. Yeah. Can I just pause you for a sec? Carney.
Yes.
How do you think you would be at this moment? Because you said, oh, that's pretty cool. They've got this equipment, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I like the idea of that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were there in the discretion,
I'd be shitting my pants, but at the same time being like, oh, this is kind of cool.
But
like,
I'm a bit impressed,
yeah. But also immediately skeptical. They've given me a box and they've said, you might be able to hear some sounds through this. I'd be like, well, yeah, it's because you've got a Bluetooth fucking thing
right.
feeding sound through this. Yeah. I would be on alert.
Mm. Yeah.
You'd I was
ready to prove them wrong.
So yes. Yeah. I think that would be my mindset.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's part of that is the fear, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
You're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
well, no, I don't want to believe this.
If
so
I can
you
rationalize
are wrong.
It,
and I will prove that you are wrong,
it's
sort
not
of
scary.
Thing. Yeah.
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 Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, yeah.
So they gave us the EMF stuff. They gave us that, the talk box thing. They had some dowsing rods that you could use as well, which are basically they move like water dowsing things.
Okay, yeah.
That's how they work. They point towards like energy sources.
Sure.
They had a thing that they have set up throughout the asylum. She showed us how it worked. It's basically a box that just hums at like a low frequency. It's got a red line on it. If it detects a rapid change in temperature, it goes green and the humming stops.
Oh, God, I hate that.
That's how they work. She showed it to us. She's like, yeah, this is what it does.
I mean, what, like, that is genuinely, again, if we're playing skeptic, that is the greatest tool. If I was writing a movie, I would have that instrument.
Yeah.
I would make that instrument up. So
the other two instruments they had.
Did they show that? Sorry, did they show that one in action?
No, no, no. So they showed it. Basically, she's like, it goes green when it detects a change in humidity. Oh, no, she did. She, how did she do it?
Like light a match or something?
I think what she, no. Drop in temperature. Right. So basically I think she had it under her chest and it was red and it was warm inside the building and she took it outside.
Yep.
And after it was outside for like, I think 5 or 10 minutes, we saw it flash to green.
Yeah, okay.
So the idea was then if a ghost goes past, it'll change colour.
Yeah, okay.
The other two pieces of equipment they had are the two pieces of equipment that have convinced me that ghosts are real.
Fucking hell.
The first one is a motion detector.
Yes.
It is a motion detector box hooked up to a little music box.
Oh, why? So, man, why?
Is this the fucking Conjuring? What's going on here?
Why? Plays that like ding ding ding.
Why?
Ding ding ding.
Did they make
ding,
that themselves?
Apparently, these are all. If you go to eBay, you can buy all these. We looked up all these things. These are paranormal invest. You can buy them.
That's fucked. Whoever designed that is a cunt.
It just plays. It's because it can't have too much. I think the idea is that it can't have too much electric stuff in it because it'll interfere with other equipment.
Right.
So it's purely so like it's an old organic school. Old school cogs and gears, but a motion sensor. And she's like, it's really sensitive. If you walk past it, we'll go. She tested it out. We all walked past it. She's like, yep. She's like, if, you know, you hold it too close to the ground, it'll go off because it detects. It's like a reversing sensor for a car.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if there's a way to rig that. And there just isn't. That's just.
No, that's the thing. She's like, you can have a look at this, guys. And like, you know, but again, it wasn't like a magician doing a trick to be like, check, there's nothing wrong. Yeah. She was just like, this is what this is.
Weird question. But when they spoke to you, right?
Yep.
Were they standing with like their hands behind their back, hands in their pockets?
No,
were their hands?
All their equipment was in a table that the other groups used. The hilarious part was we actually saw the assistant spray and wipe everything down because of COVID.
Right, right.
So their hands were like constantly out with us.
Yeah.
They were constant. Again, they didn't feel like magicians hiding a trick. Mm. They were very open to being like, hey, let's go find a ghost.
Right. Misdirection, perhaps?
Maybe. But they just felt so genuine.
Yeah.
They just felt like it was like I was just like doing a tour of their like farm, or like they were just in a museum and they're talking about a dinosaur skeleton.
Is it possible that there was a third person that you didn't see?
I don't think so, no.
Proceed.
So the final piece of equipment is the equipment that's really sold it for me. So cats play with balls.
Yep.
Yes. These are a cat toy. They're not a paranormal investigation thing. She's like, paranormal investigators are now using them, but this is a household cat toy. It is a ball that when a cat knocks it, it lights up.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're all given one. And she's like, what we're going to try to do tonight is communicate with ghosts. You've got to give them really simple instructions because it's hard to communicate with the dead, et cetera, but it's yes or no questions. So an example would be a no is like two solid responses of something. So it might be like, two bangs or two clicks of the EMF or two bangs of like the lights lighting up or the ball flashing twice, right? Yeah. Moving the ball or something like that. Like the sound of something twice is no and once is yes.
Yeah.
That was the rules. And then she's like, okay, we're going to walk through the asylum. We're going to try a couple of things and then we're going to break off and you have your free time. So the first part of the asylum, boys, I cannot stress this enough. This place is terrifying. It is abandoned. It is falling apart. There are holes in the roof. There are holes in the floor. There are rooms that are like barricaded off. And they are just, I've never walked in a place and just felt awful.
I've made a decision. I'm not going there. I'm not going to go there.
I love that you thought you were ever
Sean,
going
I need
there.
To also tell you something. May have been the most exhilarating 2 hours I've ever been through.
Don't encourage you, mate.
Now, you want to go to the Pillager? You can't go to the Pillager if you can't go to Willow Court.
Ah,
so
I hate that you're both scared and horny for ghosts. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
fuck, what have you
basically
become?
we walk along a corridor and they're like, this is the entryway. This is where the doctor's offices are. There's a few patients things down here, down on this floor. We're going to go upstairs. We've got items, totem items that basically will draw the ghosts to us. They've got to be familiar items. So for example, here's a bottle of whiskey for someone because we figure they've got to be items that they're familiar with, like playing cards, tobacco, whiskey.
Right.
Tea, coffee.
You like? Were you edging towards the back of the pack at this point? Because I know that's what I would be doing.
Well, no, I didn't want to be at the back.
Oh, that's oh.
You didn't
right.
want to be at the back.
Oh fuck.
Middle probably.
Middle
or closest to the tour leaders.
No,
because
no,
then I'd be scared they're gonna like. Volunteer.
There was a point where I accidentally found myself with my back to an open doorway and I couldn't move because I thought if I step out of the way, something will get me.
Yep.
If I turn around. Oh, we'll see. So I just had to stand there. Boys, walking through this various rooms of this asylum, there were times where it felt like I was being watched. You know when you have that, it's that shark, you're a deep sea diver.
Yeah.
You know a shark is watching you.
Yep.
That's what it feels like.
Oh God.
You could just feel that something is watching you. So
something's watching you. Do you try to see it or do you try to avoid? Like, what? I don't know. I honestly don't know what's worse in that situation.
Yeah. I was like, nah, I'm just going to just go through this and let them do the processes. Yeah. So we're down on the first part of the ward and she puts one of the cat balls on next to the bottle of whiskey and she's like, if anyone here has a bottle of whiskey, use the ball. And
you're like, can I have some of the fucking whiskey right now?
So nothing happened there. The ball didn't light up, nothing. We stood there for sort of 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Oh, probably 15 minutes because. People's EMF readers started going off.
Oh, shit.
So
it's like you're going fishing or
now,
something.
Now, the thing with the EMF readers is I'm not sure I'm 100% convinced in those.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know how they work.
Bit too Ghostbuster-y.
Bit too, you know, whatever. And not all of them were working.
Right.
So only some of them were. And it's like, oh, maybe they're only talking to you. But, you know, people got responses. You know, who's this? Is this the doctor? Yes. Are you happy for us to come in tonight? Yes. And then the psychic started doing things like, can you ask him, did something happen in the laundry room? And he'd be like, yes. Anyway, she's like, if you don't want to ask your questions out loud while you're getting responses, you can think questions and the ghosts can hear your thoughts, basically.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, okay. But I will say this. I did a bit of that.
Mm.
And I got answers that were like, it just felt like I was getting answers.
Yeah.
And again, I could have just been in the zone and that's what I
felt.
Yeah. But I was asking like, you know.
Will Geelong win the premiership?
Yes.
No.
Is the window open? Yes.
Yeah.
But no, like just like, you know, is this the doctor? Are you happy for us to be here tonight? Are you the warden of the thing? Are you happy for us to be here tonight? And then just like before the thought had like come into my brain, I was like, are we safe tonight?
Oh.
And it was no.
Fuck, Tom.
Sure, I was like, no.
Hold my hand.
No, I was like, no, we're going to be fine. I'm like, oh, is someone need our help? And it was like, yes.
Oh. Is that someone me?
Well, no, I didn't get it. And then then you get a few questions, and then the EMF readers would just die.
Convenient.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. I believed those when I was in there, and there was some, like, sometimes you get...
Fair enough.
Sometimes you get an answer so fucking quick.
Right.
And sometimes you'd be waiting ages. And if you're waiting ages, I'd be like, eh. Mm. But sometimes you'd get like a yes, yes, no, no, yes. Or you'd be like, is it this? And they'd be like, no. And you'd be like, so it's this. And they'd be like, yes. And then you'd ask them the first question again, and you get a no again.
Ooh. Did you ever get an answer mid-question?
Yes, occasionally. But so also,
that would imply to me that it's just pinging randomly.
But also because the only time that would happen is if someone else was also asking a question out loud. And it's like, well, I don't know if they're responding to that or to me. But again, I'm happy to be proven wrong by this.
Yeah. Did you also ever have a time where, obviously, it needs to ping one or two, yeah?
Yep.
Did it ever ping three, four?
No, only ever once or twice.
It could just be the design of the...
Could be the design. Right, now, bearing in mind, there was a humidity scanner, didn't go off on that lower level. Then it was like, all right, we're going to go upstairs to the day room and to where a lot of the patients' rooms are.
Ooh.
We're going to try and talk to a ghost in the day room. We have had a bit of success in the day room.
Okay. Doctors, already I'm like, okay, the doctor's cool. He's just, I mean, he probably did fucked things, let's be honest, but he himself wasn't insane to my knowledge.
Apparently the doctor, from what they know, was a pretty good doctor.
Okay. Loved a bit of whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. There were some other doctors there that they've not spoken to who are apparently worse, but they were long gone. And
yeah.
I think that doctor died there, but the others didn't. There's others that didn't die there. So obviously if you don't die there, you're not, you know.
Sticking around, yeah.
So we go to the day room, boys, and this is where we go from little EMF things to things are fucked. So basically they give you all the equipment.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
That's interesting.
Though the only thing they had was they also have one of them had a ball and the other one had the red torch. So they're like, where would you like to set up the motion detector? So we set it up on the top floor in the corridor.
So wait, you choose where to set it up?
We chose where to set it up.
Oh, see, even that's...
And is professional, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So they got us to set it up. They were like, put it somewhere where, you know, people would walk past. Don't put it like facing a corner because that's pointless. Also, if it's facing a wall too closely, it will just keep going off because it'll pick up the
ball. Right, so, yeah.
And again, bear in mind, when it goes off, it goes ding, 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 ding.
Fuck.
Hate
that.
It. So while we're going up to the day room, she's like, can you turn on the speak box? We'll see if we can hear anyone. So the woman turns on the speak box and they're just like listening to the static.
Mm.
And the woman's like, these are the voices we often hear, and just describe what they sounded like. And as she's describing them, we hear a voice say a word over the radio.
Okay.
The speaker thing. And I kid you not, she reacted and looked at it and was like, I don't like the sound of that.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't say that. But it was literally sounded like a very deep voice saying home or own or bone or something like that.
Okay.
Now, again, they were using the talk box again later on, and it was very clearly picking up a radio signal from like Fox FM.
Right, right.
Like you could hear like I'm like, oh, that's a song. I know, I recognize
that
song.
That's a top 40 banger like right there.
That 2 seconds of that's a person singing.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know, but this just didn't sound like fucking anything.
I don't love that she didn't love it.
No, me neither.
Because, again, from the description you have given, they're not actors.
No.
They're not like...
Boys, not actors.
Yeah.
Like, better acting in open water. So they then set up these balls on different objects.
Okay.
And they're like, you can put one of your balls down.
Sorry, objects as in objects in the room?
So they had like a chessboard and a few other like totems in the room
more
trying
totems,
to get ghosts
yeah.
to come and interact with. Yeah. So they put the light up balls with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, you know, you could put yours anywhere you like. So one of the guys just like he put his thing down at the doorway and another one had put like we'd put another one like further up the hall. Anyway, we then spend half an hour trying to communicate with ghosts. People's EMF readers are going off. We're getting questions. But again, while I was believing in it at the time, when I look back at it, I'm like, that's not really anything.
Right.
And then he goes to this room. Yes. Will you come into the room? No. Why don't you touch the chessboard? You know, are you friendly? All this kind of stuff. And then one of the humidity things went off out in the hallway.
Okay.
Like down in another room. We walked past it on the way up.
Yeah. And so it's Tassie. It's probably already pretty cold.
Weirdly, it wasn't super cold because it was kind of summer. Like it's kind
right,
of
right. It still is the tail end of summer.
But
yeah.
it was coolish.
Yeah.
So that goes off. And then someone's like, the woman's like, if there's someone here, come on down into the room and we're here in the dome. Come on down and see us.
Oh, that's what I'm ready to throw up.
And the music box played.
Oh, that
And I cannot stress this enough. The music box is at the other end of the corridor. Every single person in the group is in the day room. There is no one outside the day room. We're all in one room. You can see everyone's hands. No, I couldn't see anyone playing with any switches. We had set that music box down. As far as I'm aware, Sean, there was no third person.
Mm. What was the reaction of you and the rest of the group were like gasps with it. Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone went, what? And it, I can't stress this enough. Awful sound.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. So that goes off. And then in order, music box, cat ball lit up. The flashing balls that motion detector when someone, and literally if you don't move, that like I could hold it in my hand and it just wouldn't light up.
Yeah.
If you shake your hand a little bit, they light up. Ugh. It goes off. The next one in the corridor lights up.
No,
it goes off.
Get
the
fucked.
One at the door lights up. Bearing in mind, we have set those.
Oh, okay. Now I'm getting chills.
So that happens. Nothing comes into the room, but every now and again, the music box would go off and then one of those cat balls out in the hallway would go off. There was no one out there, as far as I'm aware. The psychic stuck his head out. My girlfriend stuck her head out. There was no one in the corridor, and these things are lighting up.
Fucking hell.
Now, there could be a normal explanation, and if you've got one, I would fucking love to hear it, because then we get free time.
Yay. What a great time to go on fucking recess.
We teamed up with this these two women from, like, I think they're from Queensland.
You weren't hanging out with Cool Guy Psychic?
He was a flog. I cannot stress this enough. He'd be like, stop it, stop it, stop it. And we're like, no one's talking to you. You've been a fuckhead. It's not about you.
I want him in my movie. That's great. What a dickhead. Yeah.
If I wrote a horror film, he dies so fast. Anyway, we then get free time. We're just walking around the different wards and we're talking to one of the other women. So we're with these women and we're talking about the ward. And we go to this end room and we're walking down there and the other two are volunteer person. I was like, you should go check into the hall. There's a room that I refuse to go into that you guys can go into.
What the fuck?
Called the pink room. It's the only the only room in the entire men's ward that is painted pink. Every other room is painted blue or gray.
That's way too Hill House. That is no good.
Only one. Boys, I walked in there and I reckon I lasted 10 seconds.
Oh.
It feels like every now and then I feel like I was being watched. It just felt like there was just the air was pushing down on me.
I did not want to be
in that room. Whatever was in that room did not want me in that room.
Fuck.
We put a ball in the room. Nothing. Stepped out of the room. Someone's like, is there anyone in there? Is there anyone in there? Blah, blah, blah. We're like, okay, well, we'll pack it up. The minute someone like stepped over the thresholds to pick the ball up, ball went off its fucking head. And I cannot, we've walked past the, you put them on the ground and walk past and the balls don't go off. They only go off if you touch them. These are just cat toy balls. No one is touching it, boys. It is in the middle of this fucking room. Tom, we have put it there.
I don't like this anymore, Tom.
That room felt so bad. I have never been in a room and felt ill. That room made me want to die.
Oh.
And a ball lit up in there. We got a bit of the EMF readers going off, so people were asking questions about the room. We determined that whoever was in that room, not in the room but outside the room, apparently a nurse was talking to us. Whatever happened in that room was awful, and they don't talk about it.
That's why they had to paint the walls, mate.
Shit. Painted pink. So then we're like, all right, they're like, got 20 more minutes. What else do you want to do?
I just also love the idea that like any home renovation, give it a quick paint job. That'll sort it out.
So this is what I mean. These balls are lighting up. And then every now and again, when people would be like in other rooms, nowhere near where the music box is at the other end of the hallway, the music box would just sporadically go off every now and again too. And then one of those humidity things would go off.
How quickly did you feel back up with shit? And like, I could go look.
Almost instantaneous. The minute they're like, here's your ghost hunting equipment, I was like, we've got to do shit. So then the final moment was, again, you could be dubious about that because one of the other tour guys was sort of nearby. Mm. She wouldn't go in the room, but she's like, you can go in if you like. The psychic was doing like, it's really bad in here.
Fucking dickhead.
I think it's pink because the person was gay. And I'm like,
oh my God.
In my head, I'm like, if it was painted back when it was painted and the person was in here because they were gay,
right,
they wouldn't reward them by painting the walls pink. They would have been trying to awfully torture them to make them straight. How do you think asylums operated in the 70s,
right,
you idiot? Anyway, enough about him. We walk down a room and we go past, there's a lot of like bathrooms and like shower rooms and stuff. And there's a bathroom with three bathtubs in it. And my girlfriend's like, we should go in here. Boys, again, feels awful. Hate it. Cold. Just wrong. Yeah. Just didn't want to turn around quickly. Felt bad the whole time. And so we put our light up ball on the edge of the bath.
Yep.
And just step back.
Don't ruin baths for me, Tom. I love a bath.
And now, we're the only ones in this room too at this point. There's no tour guide in here with us. Everyone else is doing free. A lot of people are down in that pink room
because
it's spooky. Some people have gone back to the day room to try to get ghosts to come and talk to the object. Someone had gone back down to see the doctor. We're in this bathroom and we're like, is anybody here with us? Nothing. Are we safe in this bathroom? Nothing. Would you like us to stay? Nothing. All right. One last time. Is anybody here with us? Ball lights up, yes. I'm not touching it. My girlfriend's not touching it. No one is near it. There is only us in this room.
Oh, God. Why do I feel like I want to cry?
And we were like, are you friendly?
No.
Ball lights up, yes.
Oh, thank good Christ.
Dangerous question.
Dangerous question.
Oh, my God. Was this from you or girlfriend?
Not from me. If you're dangerous, I don't want to know.
Yeah. Tom, have you considered being single?
In that moment? Yes, yes. The whole 2 hours. Oh, it sucks that I love her. It's terrible. So,
good boy.
Ball lights up. We're asking, you know, was this, were you a nurse here?
Mm.
Two flashes. Were you a patient? One flash.
Oh.
So you weren't a nurse. Two flashes. Like, no. Okay, so, and this isn't the EMF readers. This is this ball lighting up.
Like very quickly after you ask the question?
Yeah, really quick. So it got nothing for ages, and all of a sudden we're getting heaps of stuff. And it's not like the bath was like rock, because the ball doesn't move. It just was lighting up.
I fucking hate it.
I'd put my ball at the doorway of the bathroom. Ball's lighting up. And then it's like, did something bad happen here? Yes. Did you die in here?
Oh, these questions are asking about good things.
Did you die in here? No. Do you know someone who died in here? Yes. Did more than one person die in here? Yes. Was this like a bad room? Yes. This is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then someone has the brilliant to be like, is this related to that pink room at the end of the hall?
No.
Yes. And then we hear a call, you know, 10 minutes, guys, and we've got to start heading out. And we're like, I felt like I had to be like, I'm sorry, we've got to go. Ball lights up like, yes. Okay. Obviously we're allowed to go. Ball lights up. Yes. Stops. Ball behind us lights up. Yes. Music box goes off. Ball doesn't light up again.
So it walked out.
It walked out.
Fuck.
One of the other women in the group at some point screamed because she is convinced someone grabbed her elbow.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Checks out.
Afterwards, we were talking about the bar. They said, oh, any interesting experiences? Did you get any recordings, any photos? Because the idea was they wanted you to take photos too. Mm-hmm. Take five photos, because if there's something in one of them, you've got photos immediately after it. You can see if it's just someone moving or whatever.
Yeah.
We didn't capture any photos. I recorded 60 minutes of audio.
Oh, you fucking maniac.
And I've listened to some of it. A lot of it's just like on my phone moving in my pocket, but there are things you hear us ask questions and you hear people go, oh, and you know what you can hear on it?
What?
Music box. I will never play that recording for you boys, don't worry.
Lovely.
So that happened. We go downstairs. We're talking to them about things. We're like, I went into the bathroom and we had this experience. And one of the other women is like, oh, a week ago. She goes, we don't normally get a lot of activity in the bathroom, but this is now the second time in a week where someone has gone in the bathroom and something happened. A woman got in the bath.
Oh, dickhead. What?
Put the ball at her feet and was like talking. The ball lit up and then she felt pressure on her like legs.
Oh,
so she immediately got up and the ball fell down the drain.
Anyway,
boys, ghosts are real. Because I can kind of be like, maybe this thing is a fake Sean, maybe someone's filling with stuff, but I don't know how to explain those fucking light up balls. And I don't know how to explain the one in the bathtub or when everyone was in the room together.
Yeah.
The music box, there could be an explanation for that it's dodgy, it's fake somehow. But those light up balls, they're just cat toys that you buy at the supermarket.
And I look, especially because it was free time.
The pink room, whatever you want to say about that, there was someone with us. But in that bathroom, it was just us.
Mm. I'm staggered that you went off alone.
Yeah, me too, mate. It's kind of weird. You get caught up in it.
Yeah. That's not your courage, I think. That's your girlfriend.
But also, again, I got to a point where I was like, maybe I want to see a ghost.
From the environment that you've described, any sound, any movement, I would shit my pants and die.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know why I felt safe. And then they did a ceremony afterwards.
What are you talking about?
They did
about?
A ceremony afterwards with like sage and water.
He had his girlfriend there. Yeah, she made him feel safe.
If you were there by yourself.
By myself.
You'd be dead, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Spending the night there?
As I walked out.
Fuck.
Some people like looking back up in the windows and I'm like, I'm not.
Oh,
no
God,
fucking way. No. If I look back up at the windows, I'm going to see the guy from the bathroom who's like, something bad happened here.
Okay. So did you take photos?
I did.
Your live thing on so you could scroll back through a few or whatever?
Yeah, I took a few.
And have you looked at them closely?
We looked at them. We didn't see anything in the photos.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to look.
We didn't take any photos in the bathroom or the pink room because I didn't want to.
Yep.
Because I was like, smart. If I take a photo of something in the pink room and I develop it and then I die.
You're taking it home with you.
I'm not even watching the footage from The Ring in the movie The Ring.
Yeah, this felt like a massive risk to go there, Tom.
This was huge, it
did,
Tom.
It did. And I've come back and I fucking believe in ghosts.
I don't, I mean, I didn't experience it, so I don't know if I can 100% say that I feel the same way.
Again, I'm happy to be discredited. I think it's like anything.
You do need to, like, I can hear that and get shivers.
Oh, yeah, I'm scared from hearing that. There's elements of that. Some of it I'm like, that's just like stagecraft, I think.
Oh, yeah. There's things that I'm like, I'm not 100% convinced
that's
on.
That's very hard to explain.
Like, we both had an EMF reader and mine would go off. My girlfriend's never went off the entire time we were there.
That's interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Are they battery run?
Yes, some guys ran out of batteries.
Right. Like, could hers have run out of batteries?
Well, no, because she said something at one point, and the woman checked, and she's like, oh, no, it's still got, like, she held it up to, like, a torch. And
right.
Like, it picked up the electric. Like, yeah. It would pick up the lights and stuff.
Got you, yeah.
But nothing else.
This makes me worry about going to the pillar.
Of course you should be worried.
It's kind of just like, why risk it?
Would you go back, Tom?
I think I would.
Wow.
I need to know.
Would you take Sean with you? Not me, just Sean.
Sean, do you want to come?
I'd come if all three of us went.
Well, balls in
and we could record it, obviously.
Don't even say balls. Yeah, they don't even say balls right now. You may be scared of balls now, Tom.
I kind of think we probably should.
Look, it would make a great episode. But I
would hate it with all my heart.
Yeah.
Just, Tom, I respect you for even stepping foot in there.
100%.
I didn't want to.
When they go free time, I would be too scared to leave the guides, I think.
To be fair, we couldn't go too far because a lot of it's roped up. Like, there's a corridor you can only go halfway down because the roof is just literally caved in.
Yeah.
Have you had any nightmares?
I haven't had a single nightmare.
Have you thought about it a lot, though?
I catch myself every now and again. Yep. I've thought about it less as time's gone on.
Mm.
But every now and again, I'll be like, oh, yeah, ghosts are real.
Yeah, that's my concern. Not only is surviving in the moment because it sounds fucking horrible.
Mm.
It sounds really terrifying. I know I would shit myself.
Yeah.
I just know.
Of course.
But it's opening yourself up to what is in there that is a worry, I think.
Yeah.
The only good thing was, I feel the only real interaction I had was with that one in the, there was one in the pink room, but we weren't in the room.
Yeah.
And while I felt bad in there, I didn't feel like nothing happened.
Yes.
And the only real interaction I feel like I had was with the person in the bathroom who seemed fairly benevolent.
Yes.
Who seemed like a victim rather than I'm going to kill everyone who comes into this
room. Yeah. Yeah. You've got cats.
Yep.
Do you have those ball toys?
No, we don't. I've had them before.
Mm.
Would you consider buying one now?
No.
Is that's my worry. I worry if we had one right now in the room, what would happen? Yeah, I'm really concerned by that.
Yep.
Where do you buy them?
You buy them online. You buy them at pet stores.
I think I should probably buy one. And next time we're in the studio, maybe we just sit it there in that fourth chair and we just see what transpires.
Fucking hate you.
No, I just think, look.
Fucking hate you.
Yeah, this is my problem. I'm brave for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You're brave in the planning process.
Hey, Sean, you're recording an episode and I'm like, oh, is there a ghost here? And it lights up. What are you doing?
Shitting myself.
Yeah.
But then at least people can hear that on the microphone.
You violently shitting yourself.
They'll come to learn the sound of, oh, that's Sean shitting himself. Damo threw up. That's Tom pissing. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, well, here's my silver lining for this whole experience is that love is a powerful fucking thing. I can't believe you walked through those doors.
Love is a very powerful thing, boys. And so is the reward of Edgar's prayer on the drive back to the Airbnb.
Well, thanks for sharing, I guess.
Yeah,
do we thank him for this?
I don't know.
I'm rattled. Like, you have left me rattled. I'll be honest.
When you messaged us after this, the morning after, because we thought you were dead that night.
100%. The silence was deafening.
Yeah.
Because I was on flight mode in a fucking haunted asylum.
I think we even outside of the group chat, we messaged each other and just were like, he's dead. I think he's gone. RIP Tom.
What do we do for the show? Was our first question.
Yeah. Oh, forgot a bit.
Oh, fuck.
We had a moment we heard music.
He's cracked it open.
And we said to Valentina, I was like, oh, is that, you got another music box downstairs? She's like, oh, no, I can't hear that.
Who could hear it?
I heard it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So there was music that only you could hear. You kept that one fucking close.
Yeah, man, I've cracked. I've done a U, Sean.
That's your best piece of info, mate.
The egg's cracked.
You understand my egg now, don't you?
I do.
That's why it exists.
I might have never remembered that.
What else happened on this trip, mate?
Did I see a ghost? Fuck. Did a ghost give me a hand job?
That's good, though. Bring us back to the safe space of hand jobs.
So, boys, I've seen a ghost. Yep. Anyone else has done one of these? Let me know. If anyone can debunk the shit that I experienced, please do so.
Yeah,
please email in.
Yeah.
Come to my house. Tell me I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hold me. Never let me go.
And if anyone has their own stories, obviously we also do the Scaredy Stories episode. So if you do have your own stories or you've done tours that are similar to this and you've had an experience, cat balls or otherwise, You can email them to us at 3scaredboys@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can find us on Twitter at scaredyboys, or individually, I'm at Midday Pajamas.
I'm at Carney from 55.
And I'm dead. No more Twitter for me. Just ghosts.
Stay scared, everyone. Don't ruin baths for me, Tom. I love a bath.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.